I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to do our randomised team for this week. Of course, there are only four teams left in this competition, so every single player selected has to be associated with that team. So if we get one of the four teams that is playing over the next 48 hours, the Penrith Panthers, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, the Parramatta Eels, or the North Queensland Cowboys, we need to pick a player from those four teams that have been named this weekend. So for example, when listening to this, if you wanted to pick Tom Opocic for whatever cause, you wouldn't be able to. He's been ruled out. So you would have to pick a player that is in their 17 or 21 or whatever it is as it stands right now. So get those team lists up for starters. Now, any other team that we get, you have to pick a player that has played for one of the four remaining teams. So you have to pick a player from the history of that club who at some point has represented the Penrith Panthers, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, the Parramatta Eels, or the North Queensland Cowboys. So it will be a little bit of a test for you. We know how tough these ones are. I'll be trying to do it live, so we will see how I go. I know that last time I did one of these, I forgot about Isaac Luke. Obviously, he played for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. We had a heap of New Zealand Warriors cards, so a lot of you messaged me one that I completely forgot about. So those things can happen when you're doing these ones live. I've had a lot of suggestions from you guys, so hopefully I'll be better for it now and we won't have any of those. But if you guys would like to pause the podcast between so you can have a think about it for a little bit or whatever, by all means, go ahead. My advice would be, if you're going to do that, pause it before I select my player and then see who you end up with and then see who I end up with, etc., etc. We all know the rules of this. You have 1 to 20 written down on a piece of paper or in the notes in your phone. 1 to 13 are players picked in their positions. 14 is a utility. 15, 16 are middle forwards. 17 is a back rower, and then 18, 19, 20, we have a utility outside back, a utility spine player, and a utility forward. Once you select a player in a position, you cannot move them from that spot, so you have to be a little bit tactical with where you pick guys and think about the long-term play there. I've got two packs of footy cards from the 2019 season, so we'll get stuck into those. Remember guys, once you're done with this podcast, send your team into me. Let me know where you think I made a mistake, where your team's better, where my team's better, whatever it might be. Always keen to hear how you guys think that you went compared to my side. All right, let's get stuck in here. Our first pack of trading cards from 2019. Remember, you need to either pick players that are featuring this weekend from those four teams, or if we get one of the other 12 teams, you have to pick a player from that club's history that has represented one of the top four teams that are left in this competition at the moment. It's going to be a real tester. We know how hard last week was. All right, our very first card is Josh Mansour from the Penrith Panthers. So you need to pick a player from the Penrith Panthers. So I would advise that you get up the team list for this week at NRL.com or wherever it might be. So we need a player from the Penrith Panthers, Josh Mansour, who of course he's actually with the South Sydney Rabbitohs at the moment. moment the team they're playing. So I have to pick a player from the Penrith Panthers side. Straight away, Nathan Cleary. He's very, very appealing to me. And keep in mind when you're picking your guys, you need to also remember halfback, for example. I'd love to get another gun halfback somewhere else. But for example, I can't possibly get Joey. I can't possibly get Alan Langer. I can't possibly get Ricky Stewart. So there's a lot of great sevens, Cooper Cronk, etc., that you're not going to be able to get. So just keep that in mind when you are picking players. So from that team, I'm going to go with my first pick of Nathan Cleary at halfback. I'm not sure how many better halfbacks you're actually going to be able to get in this one. So Nathan Cleary, he's going to be my first pick from the Penrith Panthers. That card was Josh Mansour. Our next card is Blake Green from the New Zealand Warriors. So we need to pick a player from the Warriors who has represented one of these top four clubs at some point. Now, obviously, Isaac Luke, I completely forgot about him last time. He is very appealing in the nine jersey, but I'm actually going to go for Isaiah Papali'i, and I'm going to pick him in the back row. I've just been so impressed with what he has done over the last 2 years. I absolutely love him. Obviously represented the New Zealand Warriors, so I'm going to go for IPAP. I know a lot of you will probably go Isaac Luke. I'm going to see how I go with a different hooker a little bit later down the track, though. All right, our next card is Ben Matalino from the West Tigers. We need to pick a player from the West Tigers. For me, I'm going to get my half and 5'8 sorted very, very early. I'm going to go for Benji Marshall in the 6th jersey, who obviously represented the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who take on the Penrith Panthers this weekend. So from the West Tigers, the card is Ben Matalino. I'm going to pick Benji Marshall at 5'8. So I've got my halves sorted. Benji Marshall and Nathan Cleary. Not bad. Our next card is Dylan Napa from the Sydney Roosters. So you need to pick a player from the Chooks who has represented one of these clubs. So Artie Beetson comes to mind very quickly, as he usually does for me. Could pick him in the front row, obviously an immortal. Could also pick Latrell Mitchell. Craig Wing could get a hooker there. A couple of guys to pick from there. Mick Crocker as well. I'm going to go for Latrell Mitchell. I'm going to pick him in the centres. Loving the way that Latrell is playing at the moment. I think he's one of the best centres we've ever seen. Possibly the best centre that I can possibly get as well in this game. So Latrell Mitchell, he's going to be one of my centers, and I've picked him from the Sydney Roosters. Our next card is a last line of defense from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. It is Cam McInnes, just before he made his move to the Cronulla Sharks. So we need to pick a player from the Dragons to come into our side. Plenty of options here to go through. One that I'm looking at straight away is potentially hooker Damien Cook. Played a couple of games there. Luciano Leilua still playing this weekend. He obviously played for the Dragons as well. If I didn't have a half or 5'8", I'd probably look at Jamie Soward as well. He's a guy that I would consider. But Bo Scott's another one that I'm sort of looking at. I'm just racking my brain for other options that I could go instead. Nothing's really jumping out at me. So I think I'm going to go for Bo Scott. I'm going to pick him in the back row to partner Isaiah Papali'i. So Bo Scott in the back row. Really happy with that selection there. Our next card is Curtis Scott from the Melbourne Storm. So we need to pick a player from the Storm to come into our side. I've already got my halves. So a guy like Jerome Hughes I could have looked at. He obviously played for the North Queensland Cowboys. Mick Crocker, he's another one that we could look at as well. But this will probably be the only opportunity we get to pick the great Greg Inglis. So I'm going to go for GI. I am going to pick Greg Inglis, though. Do I pick him in the centres with Latrell or at fullback? I might go with GI at fullback. I'm just thinking about other guys that I could get later, and GI might be the best option at fullback, unless I get a Roosters card. Could go Teddy, of course. Actually, I can't go Teddy. Sorry, he's not playing this weekend. I'm going to go with Greg Inglis at fullback. So Greg Inglis at one, and then I've got Latrell Mitchell in the centres. Pretty happy with how that is looking at the moment. That is looking great. And then I've got Benji at 6 with Nath Cleary at 7. Very, very happy with that team so far. All right, let's have a look at our next card. And we have got... our next card is, good God, once again from the Melbourne Storm. We've got Jesse Bromwich from the Melbourne Storm. The Storm not playing this weekend. We already picked GI, so that makes life a little bit more difficult. So we've got Crocker. We've got Scotty Drinkwater, Hughes. I'm trying to think of other guys that I could pick there. Hopefully you guys can come up with a few more than I can. I'm going to pick, though, I'm going to go for Mick Crocker. And I'm going to pick him on my bench in jersey 17, Mick Crocker. So he's going to be my sort of second row player that I have on the bench there. I've already got Bo Scott and Isaiah Papali'i, who are in my second row, so I couldn't really fit the great Mick Crocker in there. So yeah, I'm going to have to pick him on the bench there. Pretty happy with that though anyway, champion player. All right, our next card is Kalepi Tanganoa from the Manly Seagulls. So we need to pick a player from the Manly Seagulls here. Straight away, I'm probably leaning towards Glenn Stewart. He could be my 13. Could also go for Gutho, Watmo, Api Kurosawa. If you need a 9, might not be a bad little option there. I don't know if you'll find a better 9 than Appy, but you can get him with a Penrith card a little bit later. If you need a halfback, Matty Orford, as we said. I'm going to pick my 13, though, and I'm going to go for Gifty Glenn Stewart to wear the 13 jersey in my team. So my back row sorted. Isaiah Papali'i, Bo Scott, and Glenn Stewart. Pretty happy with how that has turned out. Our next card is Keegan Hipgrave from the Gold Coast Titans. We need to pick a player from the Titans to come into our side. Plenty of options here. Obviously, if you need halves, you can go with your Preston Campbells, your Scott Princes, these sort of guys. Obviously, Scott Prince represented the Cowboys. Jai Arrow is another one that you could go for. Obviously, Mick Gordon, Jared Hayne. There's heaps of options here. Gavin Cooper is another one you could go for. I might fill a wing spot and grab Hayne in my side. There's Jared Hayne on the wing for me from the Gold Coast Titans. All right, our next card is Lockie Fitzgibbon from the Newcastle Knights. We're getting a lot of these other 12 teams tonight. So we need Lachlan Fitzgibbon from the Newcastle Knights. We need to find a player from Newcastle. If you don't have a fullback, obviously you could go with Kalen Ponga if you would like. I already picked GI there, though. If you don't have a 7, Craig Gower could be a guy that you could look at as well. Adam McDougall's another one. I actually need a centre, so I'll consider Mad Dog. You got Tahu, you got Gagai, a lot of champion players there. I think I might go for Tamana Tahu, and I'm going to pick him as my other center. So my centers will be Latrell and Tamana Tahu from the Newcastle Knights. He obviously represented the Parramatta Eels as well, Tamana Tahu. So plenty of options there. Willie Mason was another one as a front rower you could have probably looked at. Craig Gower obviously represented as well for the Penrith Panthers. McDougall played for South Sydney. Kalen Ponga, he played for the Cowboys. So plenty of options there from the Newcastle Knights if you need any more in the future. And they are our first 10 cards down. So as it stands for me, I've got GI at fullback, Latrell and Tahu in the centres, Hayne on the wing, Benji and Cleary in the halves. Then I've got Isaiah Papali'i and Bo Scott in the back row with Glenn Stewart in 13 and Mick Crocker in jersey 17 coming off the bench for me. So I still need another 10 cards, as do you guys. Let's have a look at our next pack here. And our very first card is from the West Tigers. It is Moses Mbai. Moses Mbai from the West Tigers. All right, so we already had, who did we pick from the Tigers? Benji. We already picked Benji Marsh, so we have to pick someone else. I might take this opportunity to pick Robbie Farah. He's obviously played for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. You could go Aleilua, James Tamo, Ryan Madison, obviously. If you didn't pick Benji the first time, you could go Benji Marshall. You can maybe make up for a little mistake there. But I'm going to pick Robbie Farah as my 9. Not sure if you'll get a better 9 than Robbie, realistically, unless you get like a Damien Cook or an Api Kurosawa, one of these guys. But I'm going to fill that spot there with Robbie Farah from the West Tigers. Our next card, bugger. Sean Johnson from the New Zealand Warriors. So this is where I probably would have rathered Isaac Luke over Robbie Farah. So I would have got better if I would have just waited one more card, but that's how it goes sometimes. Plenty of options here. I've already got Isaiah Papali'i in my side. So you could go for guys like, off the top of the head, Wade McKinnon, Sean Lane. You could obviously pick him in the back row if you wanted to. Isaac Luke, Kevin Campion's another really good pick there. I don't know if I can really fit him in my side though, realistically, Kevin Campion. So I might go for Isaac Luke, but I'm going to pick him in jersey 14, Bully there. I will happily take him. So I'll have Robbie Farah starting in the 9, and then I'll have Isaac Luke coming off the bench. Pretty happy with that. Our next card is Timmy Manor from the Parramatta Eels. First time we've had a card from a current team in quite some time. So you have to pick a player from the Parramatta Eels to come into our side. So we need a winger, two front rowers, and then we need bench front rowers as well. So we could either fill a wing spot with, a Wonga Blake, a Micah Sivo would be very nice. And we could go with Junior Borlo, obviously. You could pick him in the front row. Plenty of options here. I think I might go with Junior Borlo. I'm going to pick him in the front row there. He's been fantastic for Parramatta this year. Very happy to plug him in there. So Junior is my pick from the Parramatta Eels. Our next card is Matt Dufty from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. So you need to pick a player from the Dragons. I think that we already took Bo Scott. So it means that we need to find someone else. We don't need a nine. So Damien Cook was the other one I was thinking of. We don't really need Jamie Soward is the other one I had. Just racking my brain for other guys that have obviously represented these four clubs. I think to the early 2000s, you obviously your Gazners, your Coopers, they didn't play for either of these clubs. Amos Roberts, he's one that really, he played for the Penrith Panthers 1 year and absolutely killed it. He might be my pick on the wing, actually, if I cannot think of anyone else. Yeah, maybe Amos, I might grab him. Just think about the current Dragons side as well. Going through their side of my head to see if there's anyone that I've forgotten, any of their stars at least that I've forgotten that maybe I could pick. Nothing really springing to mind, to be honest with you. Ben Hunt's played for a few clubs, but none of them are still running around. Other guys in the Dragons, Sully, no. Lomax, no. Benny Hunt, no. We already said Ben Hunt. Jack Bird, no. Seward DeBellin. Yeah, no one really jumping out at me that has played for one of these clubs that is remaining. Jaden Sewer has played for South Sydney, so I could go for him. Tough. I might fill that spot. I'll tell you what I'm actually going to do. I'm going to fill my first bench utility, so jersey 20, and I'm going to pick Jamie Soward. He is going to fill my utility spine player there, Jamie Soward. So he's my pick from the Dragons. I filled my first extended squad member. Now, our next card is an interesting one. This one is Tyson Frizzell, but it's his New South Wales Blues one. So what I'm going to say is that you need to pick a player that has played for the New South Wales Blues from the top four teams, yeah? So anyone from the top four teams who has represented the New South Wales Blues, you can pick one of them. So one of the four teams that are remaining, so they need to be a player from South Sydney, Penrith, Parramatta, or North Queensland that has represented the New South Wales Blues. We don't get these very often, these State of Origin cards. They don't come along very often, so we'll make this little exception here to make it a little bit more interesting. So you need to pick a current player from one of these four teams that has represented the New South Wales Blues. Now for me, I still need a front rower and I need a winger. So plenty of guys to choose from here. I've already got Latrell, so I can't pick him. I could go for a Brian To'o. He's obviously played State of Origin. I could pick him out on the sting. He's played for the New South Wales Blues. As far as front rowers go, I could pick like a Cam Murray on my bench. He could be an option for me. Just having a look at the Parramatta side. I've already got Junior. He's played for New South Wales, obviously. I could go Regan Campbell-Gillard as well. So plenty of options there from New South Wales. Ryan Madison, could pick him as well. I think I'm going to go Stephen Crichton's the other one that you could go as well. He's obviously represented the New South Wales Blues. I think I'm going to go with Brian To'o, and I'm going to pick him on the wing in my side. So Brian To'o, that fills my back line. So from my starting team, I only need a front rower. Then I need two middle forwards on the bench, so I need to find some middle forwards pretty damn quickly. All right, our next card is Isaiah Yeo from the Penrith Panthers, and as it turns out, I may just pick him. Potentially James Fisher-Harris. I do need a front row forward. I think I'll go with James Fisher-Harris from the Penrith Panthers. So the card was Isaiah Yeo. You need to pick a player from the current Panthers side. I'm going to go for James Fisher-Harris.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the front row, our next card is Herman Sasa from the Newcastle Knights. So we need to pick a player from the Newcastle Knights. I really need some bench forwards here. bench forwards that have represented one of these four clubs. Could pick one of my utilities again, but I think I'm going to take this opportunity to pick Willie Mason on my bench. Mace obviously played for the North Queensland Cowboys at one point, so I'm happy to take Willie Mason on my bench. Played for the Newcastle Knights early 2010s when Wayne Bennett went there. 2013, Willie Mason was playing at the Newcastle Knights. Our next card. We've got three cards left. I need a front rower on my bench, so a bench middle. I need coverage for outside backs and coverage for forwards as well. Our next card is Cameron Munster from the Melbourne Storm. So I need to pick a player from the Storm. Middle forwards, just trying to think about middle forwards I could go for. No one really jumping out at me. I've already got Mick Crocker, so I can't pick him. I could pick Jerome Hughes, Drinkwater. None of those guys really fill the roles that I'm looking for, though. I'm probably either looking for a middle forward or I need to find a utility in the outside backs. They're probably the sort of positions I'm trying to fill with this one here. Good God. I think I'm going to fill my Melbourne Storm outside back utility, so my extended bench, and I'm honestly going to fill it with the only Melbourne Storm player that I can think of right now, which is Justin O'Neill. Obviously represented the North Queensland Cowboys for a number of years at the back end of his career. So Justin O'Neill, he's going to be my pick from the Melbourne Storm. So it means that I need to come up with two more forwards. I need a bench middle forward, and then I need an extended bench forward as well. So one of them will be in my best 17. The other one will be in my extended squad. And our next card is from the Canterbury Bulldogs. It's their team checklist. So you need to pick a player from the Canterbury Bulldogs. Now, for me, I've already got Willie Mason in my team, so I can't pick him. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick one of his teammates from the Canterbury Bulldogs in the 2004 grand final, who of course went on to represent the South Sydney Rabbitohs as well. I'm going to go for Roy the Boy Asatasi. Roy Asatasi will be my bench middle forward with Willie Mason and Mick Crocker. Funnily enough, all three of them played in that 2004 grand final. Crazy how it turns out sometimes. And our very last card is Cody Nikorima. So I need to find a forward from the Brisbane Broncos who I can pick on my extended bench. So not a heap of options here. Two guys that come to mind straight away, obviously, Te'o. He played for the Brisbane Broncos and for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. My other one is, actually, I know who I'm going to go here. My other one is going to be Kevin Campion, who obviously represented the North Queensland Cowboys and the Broncos. Tough as nails, Kevin Campion. Also played for the New Zealand Warriors. I think he holds the record for most stitches in his head throughout his career. All right, that does it. That is our team done and dusted. That was incredibly fucking hard. At fullback, Greg Inglis. On our wings, Brian To'o and Jared Hayne. Latrell Mitchell and Tamana Tahu in the centres. Benji Marshall and Nathan Cleary in the halves. Junior Bolo and James Shisha-Harris up front with Robbie Farah in the nine. Isaiah Papali'i and Bo Scott in the back row with Glenn Stewart in jersey 13. My bench, Isaac Luke, Willie Mason, Roy Asatasi and Mick Crocker. God, that'd be a nightmare bench. Our extender bench, Kevin Campion as coverage for the forwards. Justin O'Neill as coverage for the outside backs and Jamie Soward as coverage for our spine. I was just thinking then, if you left halfback or 5'8 really late for whatever reason, you got that Canterbury card, you could have obviously grabbed Jonathan Thurston there. So you could have ended up in a pretty decent little spot there, getting him very, very late. That would have come in handy. I already filled my halves and 14 pretty early, so I wasn't lucky enough to be able to get JT, but if you risked it until the very end, fantastic that you were able to pick up Thurston there. As I said at the guys at the start, guys, send me in a picture of your team, a screenshot, whatever it may be. Very keen to see how your teams look compared to mine. I'm pretty happy with mine. That was tough, though. That was brutal. Next week's going to be crazy. We've only got two teams to pick from the two grand finalists. I'd like to think that I will do it. We'll see how we go, but it is going to be extremely difficult. That was a lot harder than what I anticipated, so we will see how we go, and I'm a little bit worried we might start picking the same sort of players, but the cards will dictate that anyway. Make sure you send yours in, guys. Let me know who I missed out on last week. I slept on Isaac Luke big time. Kind of slipped on him this week too, to some extent. Fell one short of getting him. Got Robbie Farah though, so happy with that. But let me know, guys, who else did I sleep on live here that I didn't think of that you guys maybe did and maybe I missed out on them.
Ever Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.